And Doug's calling in from Italy. Doug, thanks for your call.
Hi, how are you?
Are you actually in Italy?
I am, down in Puglia.
Nice.
I don't know if you've been there.
So thinking of Italy as the big boot in the Mediterranean, with Sicily being
big
football,
boot.
Puglia would be the region that would be the equivalent of the heel of the peninsula of Italy.
Correct.
So it's much less touristed, a little more rustic. It doesn't have the rich heritage that you'd find in Venice, Florence, or Rome. Why would somebody want to go to Puglia?
Well, I thought you might be interested in a race across Europe that's been going on for the past 5 years called the Transcontinental Race. It's a bike race, and I've been fortunate to be able to do it the past 3 years. The past 3 years, it started in Gerritsburg in Belgium, and it's finished in 2015. It finished in Istanbul. Last year, it finished in Çanakkale, Turkey, and this year, it finished in Metiora, Greece.
Huh.
Each year has 4 checkpoints. There's no support allowed. The winner this year did it in 9 days, 4,000 kilometers. And the slow guy like me did it in 16 and a quarter days.
So you biked from Belgium to Greece in 16 days?
Yes, a little over.
That's a good clip anyways.
It is. It's a little over 150 miles a day. And the checkpoints are pretty interesting. I even wonder if you've been to some of these places this year. The first checkpoint was the Liechtenstein Castle in Germany, which was sort of a takeoff for the other three. The next was the top of the Monte Grappa, and we had to go up the Simonzo route. And then the next checkpoint was the Horsky Hotel in the High Tatras in northern Slovakia near Poland and the Ukraine. Have you been there?
No, I've not. It sounds like all those checkpoints are after a period of climbing.
Correct. And then the fourth checkpoint was the Trans-Fugarasan Highway in Romania. And then we finished in Metiora, Greece this year.
Is this the highway that Cescu built up into the mountains?
It is. One of the other interesting things about this race is that we often are riding at night in the early morning. You see some incredible sunrises and sunsets. And it's an odyssey. It's a race by bicycle, but also it's sort of a personal odyssey and much more than just a bike race, so to speak.
Oh, and, so like the Community Santiago is more than a hike?
I think that would be appropriate. I think that that's a good analogy, but the highs and lows on this thing are incredible. A lot of difficulty. You have dogs chasing you in Eastern Europe. You've got some interesting traffic challenges. You've driven in Eastern Europe. You know how the driving can go sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it's context. Last year, the third checkpoint was the Grosse Scheidegg, and then there was a parkour, a route we had to do. The Grosse Scheidegg, Grimsel Pass, Furka Pass in Switzerland. I don't know if you're familiar with
I love Grosse Scheidegg. That's everybody goes to Kleine Scheidegg, but Grosse Scheidegg is over a saddle, and it's like a service road, right? I mean, normal traffic
right.
can't go up
you
it. But
you can ride a bike.
You can bike
you
up
can't
it.
Drive your car.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's an incredible climb, And then the next checkpoint was the Passo Giao in the Dolomites. And you can go any route, any way you want between checkpoints, except for certain roads that are thought to be too dangerous and are banned. But so you could either go down to Milan, to Como, not quite Milan, and then go back up to the checkpoint on the Passo Giao, or you could go across the Alps. Most of us went across the Alps. It was incredible climbing. It was about 30,000 feet of elevation in 275 miles. And then the next checkpoint was Dermator, Montenegro. And to get there, my route took me through Sarajevo. So I did this incredible climbing for a little under 300 miles, you know, 30,000 feet of climbing. And then a few days later, I found myself on the M5 in the middle of the night screaming towards Sarajevo to beat an oncoming storm. You know, putting that all together as an adventure was just amazing.
Doug, how many participants are there in the race?
Each year it's grown. This year, 282 people started, and about a little over half finished this year.
And do you get together en route and compare notes and debate the best route for the next day, or are you just completely solitary?
Well, that's the interesting thing is that you can go as a solo or a pair, but you otherwise cannot ride with others.
Okay.
And at first blush, one would think that was sort of antisocial. But in reality, it's actually better because it forces you out of your comfort zone of being with your people.
Right.
And you really have these fantastic interactions with everybody from the gas station attendant in Montenegro in the middle of the night to, you know, somebody on the side of the road, somebody at a bakery, et cetera. It's really fascinating and a great thing.
Hey, we got to move along, Doug, but thanks so much for your report.
Thanks for having me.